Hey, Brother Soul here. Hey, look here. Have you ever been having a really, really bad day and a person, place, or thing comes your way and takes all of that away? Yeah, that's about to happen to you. It's DJ Darren. It's DJ Darren. It's DJ Darren. With the playlist. 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 Playlist.
There's a voice. Song calling me.
The playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
Everybody, and welcome along to this week's edition of The Playlist. That was Cream, suggested by Rachel. Thank you very much. That was Prince with Cream. Not Cream with Prince. that was this week's Prince track, because I swear Prince makes it into every week. Anyway, this is The Playlist. I'm Darren. You are listening to Lover Brother Radio. That was Prince with Cream. And this is a track I've played already on this show, but a few months back, so it's fine to play it again, because it was suggested by someone new. This is Pop Will Eat Itself with DEFCON 1. As Gary has just pointed out in the chat room at stream.labr.online, for that is where our chat happens. As Gary's just pointed out, it would be really hard to make a track like that now because of all the samples that you would have to clear, whereas back then they just kind of did it anyway and worried about it later. Yeah, it was a lot of samples. It was very, very mid-90s, I think. Very early to mid-90s. Although, in fact, apparently that one was 1996. That was Populate Itself, DEFCON 1, from 96's Wise Up Suckers. That was suggested by Pocket Lint, who is a new name around here, so welcome along, Pocket Lint. Congratulations for joining us. Ahead of that, Prince and the New Power Generation, for We Must Not Forget MPG. And, Cream, from 1992, from Diamonds and Pearls, which an album which I really liked. I think that was my era of Prince because I was 12. And, you can't help but love the things that you loved when you were 12, right? Anyway, this is The Playlist. I am Darren. You are listening to Lover Brother Radio, once again coming at you on a Monday for your entertainment requirements. This week's theme is food and drink, because I was feeling kind of lazy last week and just sort of popped a generic one out of the air. And boy, did I pay for that with the amount of work I've had to do to put this show together. I have 29 tracks to play tonight and 2 hours to play them in, so I guess I better shut up and play this next one. Suggested by Sheza T from 1992's absolutely magnificent record, Gordon. This is the Bare Naked Ladies with If I Had $1 Million.
If I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
buy you furniture for your house.
Maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a K-car,
a nice Reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
If I had $1 million,
I'd build a tree fort in our yard.
If I had $1 million,
you could help, it wouldn't be that hard.
If I
somewhere. Yeah, we could just go up there and hang out.
Like, open the fridge and stuff, and there always be foods laid out for us with little pre-wrapped sausages and things.
Mm.
They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Well, can you blame them?
Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a fur coat,
but not a real fur coat, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep, like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
Ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
Eat Kraft dinner.
Of course we would. We just eat more.
And buy really expensive ketchups with it.
That's right. All the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
Mm.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
But not a real green dress. That's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you some art. a Picasso or a Garfunkel. If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
Tis no man, tis a remorseless eating machine. Arr.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know.
Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine,
where the peaches grow. And my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried.
Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love.
It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most, not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes.
There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know.
So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried,
and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love.
God for my life, and for the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried
and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love.
Get your little chicken fried,
and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right,
and the radio, oh, I like to see the sunrise,
see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love.
Yee-haw, I think is the term. That was Zac Brown Band with chicken fried. And what more could you want on this this Thanksgiving weekend? Well, it was Thanksgiving the other day. Than the most American sounding track of all. I have to pause momentarily for a correction. I announced Pop Will Eat Itself as having been released in 1996 on the album Wise Up Suckers, and I was of course incorrect, and for this I apologise. It did actually come out in 1987. Thank you very much, Gary, for pointing out the error of my ways. I will of course flagellate after I'm finished here. I did say flagellate, by the way. That means, you know, whipping. Anyway, this is The Playlist. I am Darren. Thank you very much for joining me once again. If you are slightly late to the party, then I will, of course, be sending the whipping boys around to exact punishments. But if you are late, of course, I will tell you that this week's theme is food and drink. And I'll say it now. Unfortunately, the Presidents of the USA's Peaches did not make it into the show. Wonderful track, though it is. The person who suggested it suggested this next track, which, I'm sorry, is the best song I will be playing tonight. And I'd like you all to be upstanding for the mighty, mighty Dr. Feelgood.
Eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Work, 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 will you drive me crazy? Work, work, until the
That was The Contours, Do You Love Me, suggested by Cara, who turned up in the chat room just in time to hear it. So thank you for suggesting that. The Contours were, of course, doing the mashed potato. Food. Yeah, baby. Ahead of that was, I'm sorry to say, the best song I will play tonight. I mean, I'm not sorry in that, you know, I'm sorry in that it's all downhill from here, I'm afraid. That was Dr. Feelgood, Milk and Alcohol from 1979, suggested by Swisslet. And that is the best song I will play tonight. I love that song so much. I don't know what it is about it. I think it's just how raw, and they just, it just rocks. What can you say? R.I.P. all the lads. This is The Playlist. I am Darren. You are listening to Lover Brother Radio. Tonight's theme is food and drink, and we continue that with the following, suggested by Emma / In These Heels. This is Hot Chocolate.
this way. You're nice to me like ice. In the clock they sent through a washing machine. Come around, make it soon, so alone.
From 1970, that was Syd Barrett with Baby Lemonade, suggested by Sod's lawyer, and that was lovely. I have to admit, my knowledge of Syd Barrett's stuff is quite limited, but I suppose it is essentially early Pink Floyd. Please feel free to hang me if that was heresy, but that's just what it sounded like. That was suggested by Sod's lawyer, so thank you very much for that suggestion. And ahead of that, Hot Chocolate with... I enunciated the wrong word there, didn't I? Hot Chocolate with Emma, although he kept singing about an Emmeline, and I don't know. I think you need to make up your mind, Errol. That was suggested by Emma. Rather narcissistically, but that's fine because it's a great track. And so this next one was suggested by Arakin, and it is a really good track. I've never heard of Dove Cameron before, but it's a really good track. So just kick back for the next couple of minutes and enjoy this one. I really love this track.
Your smoke in my hair, hot and dirty like the LA air. That face, baby, it ain't fair. But you don't know, what you don't know, what you don't know. Ooh, so you wanna talk about power? Ooh, let me show you power. I eat boys like you for breakfast. One by one, hung on my necklace. They'll always be mine. And I know that you tried your bestest. Never said it's right, but I'm gonna keep doing it. I'm sick, yeah, I'm sick. And honestly, I'm getting high off it. I do you all to see magic tricks. You don't know what you don't know, but I know. Ooh, so you wanna talk about power. One by one hung on my necklace. They'll always be mine. It makes me feel alive. I eat boys like you for breakfast. And I know that you tried your bestest. Never said it's right, but I'm gonna keep doing it. Smoke in my hair, hot and dirty like the LA air. The
red face, baby, it ain't fair. But you don't know what you don't know, what you don't know. I eat boys like you for breakfast. One by one hung on my necklace. They'll always be mine. It makes me feel alive. I eat boys like you for breakfast. And I know that you tried your best. Never said it's right.
With a tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.
It goes 9 years, 3 months, and 8 days before I was born. Something happened that would change the way my life turned out. Let me tell you about exactly what I mean. The scene, New York, State Buffalo, to be exact. 1047 Main Street between Best and North. At this bar called The Anchor, owned by Teresa and Frank Bellissimo and their son Dominique, who was working on that one fateful night when his friends came in for a late bite. But that late in the kitchen, whoa, slim were the pickings. All that was left were some chicken wings, a wing, scrumptious wings, chicken wings, chicken wings. One of my favorite things, deep fried and then tossed in a bowl of hot sauce with some butter plus vinegar and a little dash of cayenne. Taste so delicious, they clearly weren't meant for flying. Whoa, chicken wings. Well, Teresa retreated back to the kitchen to see what she could do with the depleted and reduced stock, because soup stock or trash the two options for wings back in the day. But she said, hey, what's stopping me from dropping this in some hot grease, then tossing the pieces in hot sauce, and then serving the lot with blue cheese dipping stocks. A celery, nothing, that's what. So she did it, and guess what? All around, baby, thumbs up. So the recipe is stuck and spread around the world. So profoundly affecting my life, especially the nights when wings sell for half price. Drinking beers, watching hockey fights, chilling with my friends, just kicking back. Stress slips away, eating chicken fat. Suicide on the menu, then I'm picking that. Full meal, a finger licking snack. Regardless, baby, wings tasting great. So let's take this time to commemorate October 30th, 1964, the date wings first appeared. So raise one up, let's celebrate. Chicken wings, one of my favorite things. Deep fried and then tossed in a bowl of hot sauce with some butter plus vinegar and a little dash of cayenne. Taste so delicious, they clearly weren't meant for flying. Chicken wings, one of my favorite things. Deep fried and then tossed in a bowl of hot sauce with some butter plus vinegar and a little dash of cayenne. Taste so delicious, they clearly weren't meant for flying. Whoa, chicken wings with that blue cheese dip. Whoa, chicken wings and that cold pitcher of beer. Whoa, chicken wings. Chicken wings.
That was Abdominal and the Obliques with A Brief History of the Chicken Wing, suggested by Davey Bott. So thank you very much for suggesting that, Mr. David Bott. I really enjoyed that. It was really nice. It put me in mind of kind of like a light-hearted Sage Francis type thing, although Sage Francis was more known for his political tirades than the discussion of chicken wings. And ahead of that was Dove Cameron with Breakfast from 2022, suggested by Arakin, which I really do love that. I really did enjoy that track. It was great. Like I said, never heard of Dove Cameron before, but that's because I'm very old. I'm in my 40s, don't you know? Anyway, this is The Playlist. I am Darren. You're listening to Lover Brother Radio, labr.online, or stream.labr.online if you wish to join us in the chat. I'm going to play another couple of tracks, and then I've got some stuff to talk about with things what are coming up in the future here on LABR. So kick back and enjoy this one. This lovely piece, actually. This is a really lovely thing, actually. Sit back for the next 3 minutes and 55 seconds and just let this one flow over you.
Do berry stains on hungry lips, white blossom trails, red fingertips. You take my hand, the basket slips, lost to a sweet and tender kiss. We wind along this sandy lane, the ocean waves in soft refrain, while we stood dreaming. Daylight changed, the whole world burns a brighter flame. Now we're in the summer of our moment in time. Hedy found the fruit sound of dewberry wine. We've opened up this lush bouquet, our honeyed hearts caught in love's sway, like darling buds of yesterday. Share this memory, come what may. Now we're in the summer of a moment in time. Hedy found the fruit itself.
Tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.
to stay out of your way. But when you fell asleep with blood on your teeth, I got in my car and drove away. Listen to me, butterfly. There's only so much wine you can drink in one life, but it will never be enough to save you from the bottom. Shot across the sky, I thought about your sad, shining eyes. I came back for my clothes when the sun finally rose, but you were still passed out on the floor. Listen.
That was the Handsome Family with So Much Wine, and I will forgive the mention of Christmas, that's quite frankly, it's far too early. Yes, I put my Christmas tree up yesterday, but that's as far as I've gone. Anyway, that was suggested by Matt, aka Two Clowns Eating, and that was from 2000. And ahead of that was the wonderful Juliana Ray with Dewberry Wine, Air to Wine tracks, and that was from 2009, and I will be listening to more of her because that was wonderful. Anyway, so yeah, right, so exciting times here at Lover Brother Radio. Coming up, starting in the new year, we are going to be expanding quite a lot with regards to bringing in collaborations and the repertoire and getting more shows live as much as possible. It's big things. It is really big things. We've got some new equipment that we're not afraid to use. So yeah, it's going from strength to strength. There will be other ways to support Lover Brother Radio as well. So I am not at liberty to share those ways just yet. But needless to say, coming up on let me just find my message here. Yeah, I should have, you know, done all this in advance, shouldn't I? Oh yeah, here it is. Wednesday. This coming Wednesday, Brother Soul will be featuring the work of one of our own collective members with with a presentation of Ken Walker's The Workshop. This Sunday, Brother Soul will be doing the same thing for DJ Emmett OC. And yeah, it's going to be a lot more from our collective and our members coming up in the future. It's going to be really good. So stay tuned here at labr.online. Now, this next one is Eliza Carthy, and it is great.
counting our tequilas and lies. Hopeless dreams. When once the kitchen held it all, now it seems it's all in vain. And misty mornings coming round and knocking again. We try to make a liter from a bottle with no label, and the world is very dazzling for a while around that table. See my friends. And when the wine was gone, we opened something called Sahara, and the world was very sticky, and we didn't get too far. See my friends. See my friends. Oranges and sea salt. But the service was alarming. See my friends. When morning comes, the blinds are drawn, the blind drunk are drawn in kind, wearing their big sunglasses in the park one more time. Hold a hand that's near. Think we make a lucky pair. Then wish there was more booze. And know the bottle underneath the sink is deadly though blue. Randy Alexander's test the stomach of a man. Followed 13 or so after. There could be tears, there could be laughter. See my friend. My friends, oranges and sea salt don't go together. They don't go together. They don't go. Oh, oranges and sea salt don't go. Oh, in a mostly cream-based evening, you can still be sad you're leaving. Oranges and sea salt don't go.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
That.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
it
though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
Alan doesn't understand her. Numbers. He only drinks in restaurants where the girls are fully covered. And he can't trust his yearnings. And he doesn't like pretending. His temper stretched so much by work, his heart is generating. And he calls her the chocolate girl. She melts when he touches her. And she knows she's a chocolate girl. Cause she's broken up and swallowed, wrapped in bits of silver. Alan doesn't understand this. He says he's only human. So he still lights up with old flames, as if to try to prove it. And it doesn't like emotion. He's not certain of their order. Cause partying carries so much fun, then breaking hearts is harder. And he calls her the chocolate girl. Cause he thinks she melts when he touches her.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and
listen to the playlist.
Idea of a good time as well, so nice one, lads. Boston's third best band, that was Aerosmith with Eat the Rich. The top two best bands are at number two, Dropkick Murphys, obviously, and at number one, New Kids on the Block. This is the playlist. I am Darren. You are listening to Lover Brother Radio, labr.online. Thank you for joining us once again this week. That was Aerosmith, suggested by Tattooed Mummy. So thank you very much, Tattooed Mummy, for that suggestion. There was a couple of people suggested that, and I'm glad they did, because it's great. What can I say? I'm back talking over green onions, by the way. Anyway, I'm really enjoying myself tonight, can you tell? This next one is Feeder, and it is good. was Tangerine by Feeder, taken from Polythene from 1997, and that was suggested by another new name here in these parts. That was Andy Fish suggested that, so thank you very much, Andy. I will of course be tagging all of the suggesters up on my Mastodon feed after the show is done, and then please feel free to go and follow all of them, because I know that at least Gary White Wolf does that, and it's made for a really nice little community. This is the playlist. I am Darren, of course, I keep telling you that. And you are listening to labr.online, Lover Brother Radio. I have to tell you that because it's only fair that Brother Soul lets me steal these airwaves for a couple of hours of a Monday, and I should probably tell you where the airwaves belong. I did mean to say that before the top of the hour I played Chocolate Girl by Deacon Blue, taken from 1987's absolutely magnificent Raintown, which, now technically that one was suggested by White Wolf, but I'm not letting him have the suggestion on account of he has two other suggestions in the show later on. The reason for this, now I hear you cry, I had so many songs and I'm letting him have three? No. Deacon Blue is mine because I love it so much, so that's my suggestion for this week. Then of the ones that he's, of the genuinely 65 songs that he suggested for this show, thanks Gary, the one that he really wanted was only a minute long, so I let him have another one because I'm nice like that. This next one was a specific request. It was this specific remix that Patrick wanted me to play, and Patrick is of course my overlord over on mendeddrum.org, so I do whatever Patrick suggests, and he specifically wanted the You Are What You Eat Pet Shop Boys remix of Mein Tail by Rammstein. Apologies for my pronunciation there. Anyway, the track bangs. Enjoy.
gentlemen, this is
The Playlist.
Ball game's in the refrigerator. Doors closed. Lights are out. But it's getting hard.
What is making pie? Pizza, pizza, pie. Every minute, every second, pie, 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 pie.
Order sponge pie. Pizza, pizza, pie. Every minute, every second, pie, 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 pie.
Pepperoni, angry peppers, mushrooms, olive chives.
Pepperoni, angry peppers, mushrooms, olive chives.
Meat therapy, therapy. Advertising causes meat therapy, therapy. Advertising causes meat therapy, therapy. Advertising causes therapy, therapy. Advertising causes.
What is meant to buy? Pizza, pizza, buy. Every minute, every day, buy, 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 buy.
What is meant to buy? Pizza, pizza, buy. Every minute, every second, buy, 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 buy.
Pepperoni, angry peppers, mushrooms, olive chives.
Pepperoni, angry peppers, mushrooms, olive chives.
Meat therapy, therapy. Advertising causes meat therapy, therapy. Advertising causes meat therapy, therapy. Advertising causes therapy, therapy. Advertising causes therapy, therapy. Advertising causes therapy, therapy. Advertising causes.
Well, advertising's got you on the run.
Meat therapy, therapy. Advertising causes.
Advertising's got you on the run.
Meat therapy, therapy. Advertising causes.
Advertising's got you on the run. 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 Advertising's got you on the run.
Well, advertising's got you on the run.
What is meant to buy? Pizza, pizza, buy. Every minute, every second, buy, 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 buy.
What is meant to buy?
Pizza, pizza, buy. Every minute, every second, buy, 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 buy.
Pepperoni, angry peppers, mushrooms, olive chives.
Pepperoni, angry peppers, mushrooms, olive chives.
Meat therapy, therapy. Advertising causes meat therapy, therapy. Advertising causes meat therapy, therapy. Advertising causes therapy, therapy. Advertising causes me therapy, therapy. Advertising causes me therapy, therapy. Advertising causes me.
Can someone jump on whichever app you use to order food and order me some form of pepperoni pizza, because I'm kind of hungry now for some reason? That was System of a Down with Chicken Stew from, was that one from Steal This Album? It was Steal This Album 2002, suggested by Chris, aka Hales and Ales, over on the Mastodon. And ahead of that was Rammstein with Mein Teil, You Are What You Eat remix by the Pet Shop Boys. Rammstein and the Pet Shop Boys together again at last. That was originally released in 2004, but that was from the 2020 remixes collection, and was requested by Patrick. So thank you very much, Patrick. I'm told actually that Mein Teil means my part, and well, I don't think that it's a very pure song, actually, and I will not be playing that again. Curse you, Patrick, for getting that one through my filters, my puritanical filters. This is The Playlist. The theme this week is food and drink, and boy, oh boy, did you guys come up with some bangers. Yeah, banger, that means sausage. Shut up, Darren, Christ. This one was suggested by Sharon Gascoigne and is Skindred with That's My Jam, which, of course, he's singing about preserves and the like.
Every time that I get around,
in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, Ich bin ein
Playlist.
Absolutely magnificent was that. That was Salad with Drink the Elixir from 1995. That was the first track suggested by White Wolf. So thank you very much, Gary, for reminding me of that, because it's such a great track. And ahead of that was Skindred with That's My Jam, in which Benji sings about marmalades and such. Is marmalade a jam? to any Americans that are listening, what you call jelly is jam, and you would be better to learn that and stop talking about jelly donuts and such, because jelly is a whole different thing that's made with gelatin, hence the name. Anyway, colonialism aside, this is the playlist, and I am Darren, and this week's theme is food and drink, and we continue that with the next one, suggested by Julian Lawson from the absolutely magnificent and monumental Eight Way Santa from 1991, and it is a genuinely brilliant record. This is Tad with Jack Pepsi.
Wait!
wasn't that bracing. That was The Addicts with 1D, with Chinese Takeaway, suggested by Guffo, which, according to my research, is from 1982. I had never heard of The Addicts before Guffo recommended that one. So there we go. Very enjoyable. Ahead of that, Tad, Jack Pepsi, suggested by Julian Lawson. Thank you, Julian, for reminding me that Tad exists. Existed? I don't know. 8-Way Santa is a ridiculously good record, though. You should go and check it out as soon as you possibly can. So, yeah, this is the playlist. We're into the last half an hour. I've got 25 minutes left. Thank you very much for joining me, one and all. Seems to be a pretty crowded chat room tonight, and plenty of buzz on Mastodon, which is nice. Always use the hashtag the playlist. That's why I call it hashtag the playlist. The hashtag is part of the name of it because, you know, I'm nothing if not a marketing genius. Yes. This went... I am not a talking genius, though. I never claimed that. This next one was suggested by the Bread Monkey, who I believe is listening out there. So thank you very much for suggesting this. This is the Wonder Stuff.
The sweat on my fingertips. I got a belly full of beer shits. My head is too close to the wall. There's blood in my underwear. I don't know how I got it there. I swear I bust open my head. Should I fall? I know weaker personalities, cause they're sitting around my homony. I got an ever-loving wife, but I'm sorry. But there's a bottle and a half to go. Well, don't ask me where, cause I don't know it all. Oh yes, right there. One for the road.
Not everyone in New York would. his trousers fall down as he bows to the queen and the crown. I don't know what tune that the orchestra played, but it went by me, sickly, sentimental. Can I have another piece of chocolate cake? Damn it, Baker's got a lot on her plate. Can I buy another cheap Picasso fake? Andy Warhol must be laughing in his grave. The band of the night takes you to ethereal heights over dinner. And the sugar that dripped from the violins both made the children go crazy. Through a hole in the tooth of a hag. Can I have another piece of chocolate cake? Tammy Bacon must be losing her faith. Can I buy another cheap Picasso fake? Andy Warhol must be laughing in his grave. Out of the 7-Eleven, and a woman gave birth to a baby and then bowled 257. Now the excess of fat on your American bones will cushion the impact as you sink like a stone. Can I have another piece of chocolate cake? Tammy Baker, Tammy Baker.
That was Crowded House, suggested by Art McCrae from the, I think it's fair to say, world-dominating Woodface record from, when was that? 1991. That was everywhere, mostly because of Weather With You, I think, wasn't it? So thank you very much, Art McCrae, or Andy, as he's also known, who actually, it's just occurred to me, lives in New Zealand. And they're from New Zealand, not Australia. Right, the reason I'm not talking over a bed this time is because it's very serious business. This is a really lovely little thing that White Wolf suggested, and it is 1 minute long, well, 56 seconds. So just sit back and enjoy 56 seconds of Ivor Cutler.
Jam. What's your favourite jam? Traffic jam, traffic jam. What's your favourite jam? Traffic jam. What's wrong with raspberry? What's wrong with plum? How's about a blob of elderberry on a scone? What's your favourite jam? Traffic jam, it's the jam for a man.
My favourite jam is cherry. What's your favourite jam? Suggested by Piers Corley, this is Spears and Bowden.
Oh, now you've called on me to sing, I'll see what I can do. And when that I have finished it, I'll call on one of you. Oh, now you've called on me to sing, I'll see what I can do. And when that I have finished it, I'll call on one of you. When first I went to courting, and I'll tell you the reason why, it was to a jolly old cook, because my wife she did supply. She fed me on the best roast beef and plenty of mince pies. And hungry, my want she did supply, my want she did supply. One evening I went to call on her, and she asked me in for tea. She said the master and mistress is out, we'll have a jolly spree. So I went into the parlour, my own true love to please, and one pocket she ran some butter, and into the other some cheese, and into the other some cheese. Surprise when a knock come to the door. So I looked about for a place to hide, but that I did not know. So it's up the chimney I did creep, as black as any old crow, as black as any old crow. But the fire being rather warm, it began to scorch my knees, likewise to melt my butter, to toast my cheese. And every drop dripped into the fire, a dreadful blaze was there. And the master swore in his poor old heart that the devil himself was there. That the devil himself was there. So it's up onto the roof he climbed, for to drive old Harry out. He began to pour cold water down, which put me to a rout. So it's down the chimney I did creep, and into the street I did crawl. And I was forced to ramble as fast as they could with me butter and cheese and all. With me butter and cheese and all.
Tis no man, tis a remorseless eating machine. Arr.
As we go marching, marching in the beauty of the day, a million darkened kitchens, a thousand mill lofts gray, are touched with all the radiance that a sudden sun discloses. For the people hear us singing, bread and roses, bread and roses. As we go marching, marching, we battle too for men, for they are women's children, and we mother them again. Our lives shall not be sweated from birth until life closes. Hearts starve as well as bodies. Give us bread, but give us roses. but we fight for roses too.
About you lads, but I'm just about ready to go and smash the state and overthrow those who deign to control us. Thank you very much for suggesting that one, Rollo Treadway. Rollo suggested that one for, I can't remember what the theme was, a few weeks back, and it slipped through the net, or I picked something else, or I don't know. So he had another go and tried again, and this week it worked. So thank you for suggesting that. That was Judy Collins with Bread and Roses from 1976, I believe, from a collection or album of the same name. I'd never heard of Judy Collins until this week, so thank you for bringing her to my attention. That was really enjoyable. Right, well, I've got time for two more tracks and then I'm offed. But I must tell you now that next week's theme, are you ready? Clothing. Very simple one. Clothing. I do have the Christmas and festive perineum already set up with the themes, so I shall announce those in due course. I've yet to figure out what the week after next is going to be. But yeah, next week. So the Monday before Christmas, I will allow Christmas songs. Generally speaking, I don't go for the ones that you'll get on the Now That's What I Call Christmas collection, unless they are bona fide A-bangers. I do tend to go for the more esoteric ones, so bear that in mind. And then the week after that, in the festive perineum, I will be going with the best of 2024, but not necessarily songs that were released in 2024, just songs that you've really loved in 2024. But I'll talk about that more later, because that's like a month away. I'm just laying the groundwork. Right, so I'm going to play you a couple more tracks and then I'm off to bed. This next one is a really pretty thing suggested by Guy Jantic, so thank you very much for that. This is Linda Ronstadt.
You go to my head and you linger like a haunting refrain, and I find you spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea casts a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be you? Go to my head when with a smile that makes my temperature rise, like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes.
That was Linda Ronstadt with You Go To My Head from 1986. That was really lovely. Thank you very much. And thank you very much for joining me this evening. I have been Darren. This has been The Playlist, where we've been talking about food and drink this week. Next week, we will be talking about clothing. Shoes, boots, hats, gloves, scarves, whatever. Whatever you wear. A fixed grin, if you so wish. Whatever springs to mind, that's what we'll be doing next week. And yeah, I guess I'll be seeing you next Monday. I will leave you with this one, suggested by Seven Sleepers Music, is The Glorious, Wonderful, Magnificent Lee Scratch Perry and the Upsetters with Roast Fish and Cornbread.
Clippity clap, clappity 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 high. Clippity clap, clappity 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 high. Roast fish and cornbread, hey hey hey. Roast fish and cornbread, yeah. Roast fish and cornbread, yeah. Roast fish and cornbread is a fine kind of food, yeah. And from it fine, 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 fine. I am a loo, and you're a doo-yo. Dreadnought and peanut too. Skunky in the park, y'all. Yeah. Rocky in the park, y'all. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Sean Conway. Yeah. Roast beef, Sean Conway. Yeah. Dreadnought and peanut. Yeah. Peanut and dreadnought.
We're the tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.